Natale Ettore, 31 years old, captain of Corvette. In my opinion, we were at 44 grades, 56 minutes, 6 seconds north latitude, and 13 grades, 34 minutes, 8 seconds east longitude, at an approximate distance of 7 miles off the coast, on the vertex between St. John and the Sea and the shoal of Tabula, at the top of the triangle between these points. It was sunny, the sea was dead calm, and it was very hot. The coast could be seen with the naked eye. The lighthouses Porer, Cape Beneda, and St. John were visible. While I was swimming in the sea after the sinking, the church towers of Vodnjan and Droven could be clearly seen. At the moment the accident happened, I was in bed, in my cabin, at the stern, second class, and I was asleep. The explosion threw me up so violently that I hit the cabin ceiling. I hit it so hard that I sustained several contusions. I went running up to the main deck, and when I got there, I immediately realized that we were sinking. Then I returned to the cabin to pick up a life belt as prescribed, and since I was already there, I took a few of my valuables. When I returned to the maneuvering deck, I made myself available so that we could lower lifeboats in order to rescue passengers. Only one of the lifeboats was hanging on the outer side of the hull, the one on stern port side. It hung on two davits and was full of people, but only two seamen knew how to lower it. The ropes were inflexible from disuse, and there was danger of them ripping. I helped the two seamen while others were jumping into the boat as they arrived. We finally lowered the boat. It moved away from the steamship immediately. I then headed towards the boat on the starboard side of the stern. The boat was tied by ropes. It was on a deck, and the passengers were trying to lower it themselves. I took command over the maneuver, and somehow we managed to push the stern of the boat out of the ship. But the ship was listing heavily on the port side, the stern was sinking, and there was no time left to lower the boat. I was thinking of how to save myself and how to avoid being sucked in by the vortex caused by the ship sinking. I jumped into the sea and swam for nearly an hour until I was rescued by the Balaton. There would have been a smaller amount of casualties if the crew and the officers had done their duty. Most of the crew only thought of saving themselves without thinking of the passengers. If the master had taken the measures prescribed, such as to hold the lifeboats hanging on davits outside the ship and not on board, as prescribed when sailing in the vicinity of danger zones, particularly in wartime and near minefields, there wouldn't have been so many dead. There's another thing I'll say. While we were at the altitude of Porer, we met the steamer Prins Juan Loe, which traveled about 3 miles further seaward, following us our same route but southward. The duty of the ship's master should have been at that point to check our route in order to ascertain our distance from the coast. Several passengers tried to help others, but the vast majority ran in panic in groups from stern to bow, without anyone trying to direct or guide them. And nothing that's prescribed in cases of maritime accidents could have been done, such as to throw floating objects into the water because, for example, the wooden deck chairs were chained to the deck and couldn't be moved at all. Before I finish, I have to say another thing. As I was swimming and trying to give courage to some women who were trying to save themselves, all terrified, in which I tried to help, I saw three seamen or stokers of the steamer holding on to a floating table. Without trying to help any of these poor women who were crying and screaming. In fact, one of them, seeing a purse floating nearby, swam away from the floating table, reached for the purse, and carefully examined it. Given that he had found nothing, he threw it away. I reprimanded him because of his conduct, but he calmly replied, "But there was nothing in it. In the sinking of the Baron Gouch, I lost all my valuables. Given that I had been sleeping in underwear, that's how I was. Even the valuables which I had in my hands, I had to let go while swimming. I'd say that I suffered a loss of about 5,600 kroner. Moreover, from the day of the accident, I feel extremely nervous whenever I hear a blow or a smashing sound.